This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 343. We're up to the Lord of the Rings and the Fellowship of the Ring from 2001. We started a brand new franchise, and I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, please introduce our special guest.
Yes, well, we have a guest here. He is a special guest. He has been here in the past, and he's making a return, and he has some future episodes, so just get used to hearing him, because he's going to be on a number of times. We got our buddy, Scott, from, well, I'll let you tell him where you could find him, but Scott, let him know where they can follow you, and then we'll go ahead and move on from there.
I am Scott, aka Jokers Movies. I only do Instagram, showing hauls, doing little reviews. That's about it. I don't do YouTube, and I'm exclusively on the Action Movie Guys Podcast.
Ooh. That's right. He's a future intern at the Action Movie Guys Podcast. He still has to do two more. He has to do two more weeks, and then he will become an intern here at the AMG. So there you go. That's Scott. He's back.
All right. So with that said, let's get to some financials, okay?
Because this one's a big boy. I know
this, this puppy comes in swinging. Yeah. All right. So Fellowship of the Ring, right? The first of many. This movie was budgeted at $93 million.
Wow.
And guess what? Worldwide total of $884 million at the box office. Nate, what do you think?
Not surprising. Not surprising at all. This is a beloved book. Many people have read this book, The Lord of the Rings. And I remember when this came out, they filmed all three together. So that budget, you know, whatever the budgets are, they're kind of split also like over three movies. So yeah, I'm not surprised with those figures at all. And I remember at the end of this, I'm pretty sure at the end of this movie in the theater, they had like a trailer for the next one that was coming out next year. And I remember we sat and waited. We're like, whoa, that's awesome. And it was literally, you had to wait a year before you could see it. So that was pretty cool. But yeah, not surprised.
Scott, what do you think?
Oh, I'm not surprised at all. Lord of the Rings is Lord of the Rings, baby. I mean, it's a possible, questionable, perfect trilogy, maybe. Possibly.
Maybe.
And it's an interesting trilogy because it's not a traditional trilogy. It's one story in three parts as opposed to a movie and then a sequel and then another sequel. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Especially because they filmed them all at once. They're just like, this is too long. We can't release a 10-hour movie. So yeah, Let's break it up. So yeah, it is still a trilogy, obviously, but it's a different kind of trilogy.
Well, look, we gave you guys the financials. Now it's time for the critics and audience. So Nate, please let us know what the critics and audience think about the first film.
Well, I hope you guys are prepared to be not surprised again, especially after those box office numbers, because this has a 91% critic score and a 95% audience score. I'm going to be honest. I just want to know who's the 9% that just thought this movie's not good. Like, it's just not good. This is not a good movie. I could get it not being your favorite. This is not, spoiler alert, this is not my favorite movie or my favorite franchise. But to just be like, nope, it's not good, bad review. I want to know who those 9% are, because it's kind of weird. So 91 and 95.
All right, Scott?
Yeah, I honestly do want to know who those 9% are. There must be something mentally wrong with them.
They're weird. Maybe they liked, what's the rival book of like Lord of the Rings? Maybe they like that other book better. The Golden Game Compass or something.
Yeah. The Golden Compass.
Like, I love The Golden Compass. I hate Lord of the Rings. Bad Narnia movie.
Yeah. All right, look, with that said, let's get into the main review. Yes. All right, Scott, you started all off with the lead characters.
By the way, Scott, we talked about this offline. This is an ensemble piece.
Okay.
So there are many. Okay. I mean, Frodo is our main hero, but we will allow, of course, the full, like we did with Star Trek. It's Captain Kirk, but it's really the whole crew. So go ahead.
Well, thank God you allowed the whole ensemble, because if I was going to rate Frodo, it'd be a 2. But but because you got to throw in Aragorn, you got to throw in Legolas, you got to throw in Gimli, Gandalf, all those people, it's a vibe. There's no other way to say it. I think this movie is perfectly cast. Like, I don't see anybody else being these characters at all. And they're just, that's them right there. Just like how Han Solo, you know, is Harrison Ford. That's them right there. So it's a 5 for me.
All right. Nate?
Yeah, Scott said something just there. Very important. Perfect casting. I can't think of someone, like, if you subbed him out, like, with another actor, I couldn't give you the other actor who would be, like, better, honestly. Mm-hmm. Even down to, like, the other hobbits, like, Pippin and freaking Samwise Gamgee, like, even John Astin. Like, he was, you know, he was a kid actor. He's not a big A-list celebrity, but he was perfect in that role. So I agree with the perfect casting. I agree with his score. I think as a collection of characters, it's a 5. I like Frodo. I don't have a problem with Frodo at all. He does some stupid stuff where he keeps putting on the ring, even though he knows it's scary. Every time he puts it on, he sees a big scary eye.
Yeah.
But he's also scared, and he's a little guy. He's like 2 feet tall, you know, so relatable. Other than that, Gandalf, amazing. Gandalf's the best. Aragorn's a great character. Love him. So yeah, I would give him a 5 as well.
Yeah, when it comes to the cast, it's a 5. I think they're great cast. And it's funny with Aragorn, his son is the one that told him to do the movie. His son is
Viggo Mortensen?
Yeah, Vin Morrison. His son is a huge Lord of the Rings.
Oh.
And I think he asked him, or he saw the script on top of his table, and he was like, what are you playing? And he was like, they want me to do Aragorn. And he's like, you're doing it. And all of a sudden, he was like, he did it for his son. And then he became a fan. But anyway, Aragorn, Legolas, they were all well casted. I think they blended well together. I'm not too big fans of the Hobbits. Like, I'm more of the guys that do the battling.
The tough guys.
Yeah, the tough guys. Yeah. I'm not with the little midgets, I guess. Yeah, I'm not with them. But the funny thing is the cool thing is Boromir, right? Boromir?
Yeah, sure. Boromir. Sam, Sean Bean.
Sean Bean's character. Because I liked the confliction between him. Yeah. He was good, but the ring was making him a little bad. You know, man, this dude.
Then he felt bad about it, but then he died.
He's like, Frodo! Are you Frodo? So I liked his character a lot, but I think it was a big cast ensemble, but I think everyone had their time to shine throughout the film. And I thought that worked. Even Liv Tyler.
Yeah, she was there for Blanchett.
Like 2 seconds. Clint Blanchett, yeah.
Hugo Weaving. This is what we got, like, one of the best casts ever.
I agree with you. So, yeah, that's a 5 for me, too. Okay. Here we go. I don't know where you want to go with this, villain.
Go me first. I'll do it.
Yeah. You're first.
Here we go, guys. Let me tell you guys something. I love this movie. It's great. I understand. But I know this, again, this is a trilogy made up of 3 movies that is one big story. And in this part, I want to give these movies some place to go. And, you know, sometimes I think, you know, we're watching a movie and be like, 5, 5, everything. And then there's no room for anything higher than a 5, right? Or you're like, this is a 5 and this is also 5, but really 1 is much better. So for me, the villains in this movie, I gave a 4. I did not go with the 5. Because you have Saruman. He's one of the villains. He's a wizard. He's on screen. First of all, we watched the extended cut. Scott didn't, but he knows it. Me and Alex watched the extended cut. 3 hours and 28 minutes. And he's on screen for 15 minutes. That you, like, unless you're doing the most, I can't give a 5. You have the orcs, who are essentially just nameless monster creatures. They look cool, even the big one that looks cool, but let's be real, they meet them in the forest, they end up getting killed by the group, you know, by the fellowship. So I do like them, they're formidable, but they don't push for me. Then you have like those goblin people in the cave. So they run into these things, but they're always able to defeat them. And none of them, like Saruman is the only one that really has like a big personality or anything like that. And I think they're great, but I think they get better and I want to leave the wiggle room. So I gave them a 4. I don't think this is the villain movie where like the villains are incredible.
You know, when it comes to the villains, I was kind of torn. Because this movie is really not a villainy movie. This is more of setting up a plot to go through the villains.
Yes.
And pretty much, I can say, because I see this is the first or the second time I've seen the extended cut. Mm-hmm. They're mostly walking. And it's not, they're not encountering shit until
the octopus.
Yeah, the octopus. Like, or what's it called? The Mind Zamoria. Right? Yeah. And then after
the Balrog. He's there for like 2 seconds.
The Balrog. And then next thing you know, the fight in the forest before they split up. Everyone takes their turns going. So I honestly agree with Nate with this. I'm going to give it a 4. I mean, it could be a 5. But in reality, in terms of this story, the extended cut gives you more of the fluff of them walking the journey to get to the Mines of Moria. Then from there to go the other opposite way. So I'm going to go with a 4. But let me tell you, the CGI in this film, for 2001.
It's good.
Looks amazing.
23 years old. It looks better than some movies that come out now.
I agree.
It looked better than Roadhouse.
Yeah.
CGI truck.
Yeah, I agree. The CGI orcs in certain scenes, the Balrog, they look like they retouched it up on 4K.
The big goblin thing that looks like the Harry Potter monster, dude. And yeah, it kind of looks like black and white almost when it's shot. It looks sick.
I agree with you. It felt great. It felt brand new. I guess it's the 4K restoration. This is the first time me seeing the 4K restoration. I had never seen it. It looks amazing. And the extended cut looks even better for some reason. That's a 4 for me. Okay.
All right. Villains. Well, both of you pretty much took the words right out of my mouth. I had to put on the action movie guy's goggles. I can't be, over here just like, fine. I love this movie. Yeah. So I gave it a 4. Now, we only see Sauron at the beginning for like 8 seconds. He's a big dude. Comes out, wham, starts knocking people back and forth. But he's only there for 8 seconds. And then he cuts off his fingers and now he's an eyeball.
And he explodes.
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, what they have there are great villains. They're not perfect villains. But, yeah, it's a 4 for me.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great setup for what they will become rather than in this, them being already amazing. Like, we're looking at the chat. I see villains 5 and 5. I feel like people tend to want to just automatically throw 5s because it's Lord of the Rings. In this story, the villains are not, like, the most incredible part of it.
I will say this, because I do understand. Because throughout the movie, the Nazguls are after them, right? The Witch King, Nazguls. But they're not in most of the scenes. Like, they put them there when they went to the Prancing Pony, right?
Yeah.
That was a cool scene. When they were chasing Liv Tyler with the horse, and they're like, I was like, the Nazguls are dope. But in reality, a villain has to be there from beginning to end. Like, Two Towers, I'm going to say this shit right now, has mad villains.
Exactly. You want to leave yourself room to be like, this is where they got better.
Yeah, I agree with that. So we got Scott in now. We got myself. We got you. All 4 across the boards. Okay, action scene, Scott.
All right. Well, action scenes. Now, just like what Alex said earlier, we got to put on the action movie guy's goggles. It's a 4. Ooh. It's not a 5. The action is fantastic when we get it, but it's a lot of foot traveling. But you get the cave scene, you get the cave troll, you get the big battle at the end, the battle with Lurtz, the big Uruk-hai guy at the end. Loved it all, but it's not constantly there, but what is there is amazing. So it's a 4 for me.
Nice. He's Scott, a pro. This guy's a
you
pro.
You are becoming one of us. You are an action movie guy. Let me tell you. I could not have said it better myself. I gave it a 4 as well, because you're right. What is there is great. But when you have a movie that's 3.5 hours, it's not enough for me to give a 5. And I know what happens in the next 2. And there's way more. And it's bigger and it's better. So I'm like, this action is good. Again, it functions more like obstacles for them than anything else. You know what I mean? Like, we got to get past this. It doesn't remind me of a video game, but like a game where you're traveling and then you get a boss fight, right? There's an octopus, boss fight, beat it, go inside. Then you're traveling. Oh, goblins and things. Boss fight, moving on. Then you got the guys in the woods, boss fight. And it functions that way as far as the action in this movie. And again, there's a lot of walking. There's a lot of talking. And the beginning of the movie, there's a lot of like sitting in a house. You know what I mean? Like, it's not action packed for me to give a 5. So I gave it a very respectful 4 because the action's well shot, well executed, fantastic. There's not enough for me to give a 5.
Well, guess I'm going to have to do it.
Do it.
I'm going to give it a 4. I think that this movie... You guys said everything. This movie has not much action. And the action that it does have, it reminds me of playing like a role-playing game with your friends. We're going on a journey. And Nate said it's an obstacle. We got to go through this. The Mines of Moria is a perfect example. They had to solve a riddle. They fought an octopus. Mm-hmm. They went in. And while they were in there, you're like, wow, it's quiet. And then just like in the Dungeons and Dragons game, the dungeon master is going to say, roll a dice. And when you roll a bad number, he's going to say, you just started a horde of fucking bad guys coming towards you guys. And that's what you got. But again, the scenes were dope. It was close and confined. You were in that room and then they all had to run. And I mean, that was CGI, but it looked pretty cool. And to this day, I will say Gandalf is a piece of shit wizard because he didn't do nothing in this. All he did was a flashlight. That's all he did was light the room up.
Remember Saruman just like sunned him and spins him around the room and throws him into the
ceiling. You just threw him straight to the roof.
Yeah, I'm like, what wizard is this? Like, what does he do? Like, all he did was light the candles. Like, he just put the light rock and that's it. I'm like, you are fighting all these orcs and you can't summon shit? Like, you are the most useless wizard.
I think he was on the team the whole time. That's why. He liked the weed.
Dude couldn't figure out the riddle.
Yeah. He couldn't figure out the riddle. A hobbit did.
They're both sitting there on the rock like, what is this?
Yeah. So, honestly, not all jokes aside, though, but I agree with you guys. I'm going to be honest. My favorite scene of this film was the ending. When all the orcs and my man Aragorn was like, run, Frodo. And I was like, this dude is going to take them all down. I loved it. I was like, my man is 1 against 100. I like that. I thought that was cool. Legolas had some cool scenes with his bow. Gimli's my dude. He was like, you never throw an orc.
I mean, it's Sala shrunken.
Yeah.
It's so weird to see him so little because he's like so big in Indiana Jones and he's like mad tiny in this.
Yeah, I agree. But other than that, I thought it was good.
You don't like in the action scenes? It's great when the freaking big orc guy throws the shield and it hits him in the neck in the tree and then he comes and runs to cut his head off. But like the way he throws that thing, I'm like, this is pretty sick.
Yeah. But even like if you look at that scene, Aragorn is like so spent and he chops the arm off and he's like dangling the sword and then he just like cuts him off and then he falls. And I'm like, that's what I like. Like sometimes when you watch these movies, it's like, come on, you're carrying a 12-pound fucking sword and these dudes are like fighting 1,000 people and they're not tired. But Aragorn showed it. Like even in that battle, he's like struggling. He cuts the arm off. Then he gets up, cuts it, and then he just falls on the floor. And I'm like, this dude, love him.
Awesome.
That's the return of the king right there.
That's my king! That's my king!
You can come cut my axe. That's my dude. That scene, I always laugh.
And my axe.
You can count on my sword.
I like that scene.
And then Legolas is like, you can count on my bow.
And then it says, flip to disc 2.
Yeah. Yeah. You get that epic fucking scene. He's like, you can count on my axe. And it's like, disc 2, please insert right now. You're like, what?
You put in a good spot to
kill
do
the mojo, bro. That shit just kills the mojo. But my wife hated it because, like, through the whole day, I just kept saying those lines. I was like, you can count on my axe. And I was like, and you can count on my dude. She was like, he did not say that. I said, he did. I was like, he said that.
He said it. Legolas said it.
Legolas, you can count on my dick.
He was out there with his long hair.
Yeah.
He said it.
That's the extended cut. That's what he says. That's the
extended, very extended.
It is. But it comes like out of the, you can count on my sword. You can count on my axe. You can count on my dick. Oh, shit. All right, so 4 across the board on action.
Yeah.
Storyline. Neat.
Oh, okay. We could get back to 5s here because this is a great story. I don't got no problems with the story. I really don't have a problem with the villain interaction. It's just, you know, we got to rate it that way, but great story. Yes, it is a lot of walking. Yes, it is, but it is a really good setup. This is a setup movie, like you had said, Alex. This is a movie that is getting you used to the world, the lore, the characters, because you meet the elves, you meet the hobbits, you meet the humans, you know, you get all these different things and you have a big cast. You know, the fellowship is what, like 9 people or something like that. You got to meet all of them. You get backstories for them. It's so well told. I can't give it anything other than a 5. Like, super fleshed out, great script. You know, to me, I've only seen the extended cut. I think this was also my second time. To me, I haven't watched them enough to know the difference. I felt like I was just watching the regular version. I'm sure it's just some extensions of certain things, but either version of them, I would give a 5 to. I don't really think one's like way better. One just has more details.
Yeah.
So, but either one, 5 for me.
All right, Scott.
All right, story-wise. Now, I've read the books. Oh. So they're long as shit too.
But so this is par for the course.
Yes, I do love both the book and the movie. Now, obviously, what's in the book, there's stuff that's completely missing even in the extended editions, but the way they did the script and everything to adapt it to, like, you couldn't do it any better. It's a 5. Mm. So, I mean, and spoiler alert, because I'm not here for Return of the King, I cry like a little bitch at the end when it says, what is it? What does he say? Aragorn's like, oh, my friends, you bow to no one. And I just go,
I do. I'm about to you, my king.
Oh my god!
I did read, like, for example, because I never read the books. I don't know how to read. Gandalf, like, when he leaves, it's like 17 years before he comes back to Frodo. Yeah, and in the movie, it's like a day.
It's like, he hasn't seen him in a month, so.
You can't do it, you know, 17. Well, how are you going to pass that time in the movie? Stuff like that makes sense to shorten it.
They meet completely different characters in the book on some parts than they do in the, I mean, it's like a year-long thing before we get to the elves.
Yeah. Jeez.
So,
all right. Well, storyline, I agree. I give it a 5. I enjoyed. You know what's crazy? I put the extended cut, and everyone's like, oh my God, that's long. It's a 6-hour movie. Da, 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 da. Let me tell you something. This movie flew by. I sat down, and next thing you know, I put the next disc in, and I was like, oh, cool. Next thing you know, I'm literally like, it ended. I was like, what? I was like, this thing is not as long as what people said. The scoring is very engaging. It's very fun, very detailed. I like the extended cut way better than the theatrical because you see them more going through the journey. So I like that. And well, then again, I like fantasy. So for me, it works. So I liked it. I thought it was great. You guys said everything. The storyline is just pure genius. The way they broke it up, it worked very well. And it does feel like you're watching a novel come to life with this extended cut. So I give it a kudos. So I give it a 5. Okay, overall, Scott.
Overall, I love Lord of the Rings, man. It's a 5. Like, it's one of those franchises that I am. I mean, it's a, for me personally, it's a perfect trilogy. It's a 5. I mean, and in the extended cuts, one of the scenes that how I found out, because I've had this movie on VHS, DVD, extended DVD, Blu-ray extended, and then I bought the 4K because I'm a sucker. but yeah, one of the things, I was watching it on the movie channel as a kid from instead of putting the VHS in, and there's that part where Aragorn's fighting Lurks the thing, their big Uruk-hai, and he pulls that fucking knife out of his leg and he licks the blade. And then I went back, I was like, wait, I haven't seen that before. And I put it in and I was in like second grade. I'm like, this is some bullshit. Where is this cut from? But yeah, that's how I discovered extended cuts. But yeah, it's great. I love it. 5 for me.
I know I, you know, gave those a couple of 4s, but that does not mean that the movie is not perfect for, you know, for what the story that they're telling. It didn't require all the action yet. So I gave it a 5. I think this movie's great. This is actually the one I've seen the most. I don't know why. I don't rewatch these movies very often, but I feel like I've seen Fellowship the most. There's like, if you ask me a bunch of stuff that happens in the other two, I'd be like, I don't remember. But if someone asked me about this one, I remember it very well. So I've seen this one the most, maybe because it's the shortest. I know they get longer as they go. Yeah. So maybe, you know, just committing the time. But I agree with you, Alex. Like, especially that second disc, it flies by. It flies by. It does not feel overly long. And it's probably because it's good. To me, good movies don't feel long when they're long because you're engaged. When you're not engaged and when the movie's not as great, they feel longer. This one does not feel as long. Great score, too. Like, the music is iconic. Everyone knows these themes. Like, you hear music from Lord of the Rings, you know it's from Lord of the Rings. So I love that. And also, shout out to The Leaf from your Blu-ray disc or from your 4K disc that you hated so much. I didn't realize it was the little thing that holds their capes. So there you go.
Yeah, that's a relief. That's a relief.
I could not stop laughing. When I saw them in the boat. And I'm like, I was going to text you, but it was late. So I just kept watching. But yeah, I was cracking up. So yeah, 5 out of 5.
Yeah, look, I agree with everything. I think this is a perfect movie to start a franchise. And I think they did it right. In terms of, this has to be one of the best book to movie translation there is. I know people with the Harry Potters, you know,
those
you
are also just good.
No, I love those Harry Potters, but I know some of the people were like, it's not as the book to the movie. Supposedly the new TV show that's coming out is true to the book, to the whatever. It is what it is. In terms of this, I think this is a perfect balance. Peter Jackson knew what he was doing when he put this together, or if whoever wrote it and he directed it. But I liked it. I thought it was great. I had fun. Let me tell you, man, this thing flew and I wanted to see Two Towers. And I said, I can't. I'm going to hold myself back because I got to watch it the following week. So I said, I'm going to have to hold myself. But man, this is a good movie. I loved it. All right. So that's a 5. Total points, Scott.
It is a 23 out of 25 for me.
23?
Same. Yeah, I have the same exact score, 23 out of 25.
Yeah, I think we all have the same score, 23 out of a 25. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, a great kickoff. Who can ask for more? You know, if there was a little bit more villains, not more villains, if the villains were more prevalent, and this was nonstop action, it would have been a 25. I think we might get there before we, before we leave. This Middle Earth or whatever.
Well, we might get there, but I will say so far, we had killer bangers for the first few weeks. And kicking off franchise.
March for franchise episodes was top tier. With Star Trek, and Lord of the Rings. Pretty good.
Well, Star Trek.
Oh, and we had Star Wars before that. Oh, forget it. Since February.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to come soon. Garbage. So just wait. Just wait. Just don't count your chickens before they hatch. But we've been blessed with some fantastic trilogies here in the last month and a half.
I agree. All right, Nate.
You're welcome.
What is coming up next?
Yes. Okay. Speaking of, we're wrapping up Jean-Claude Van Damme month. We've had a good time. I'm going to be honest.
I liked it.
I actually almost like... I will be making Van Damme Month Part 2. It's going to happen. I'm just telling you now. There was some cool... Like, when I went to his IMDb, I was like, dang, bro, this movie sounds good. And this one sounds kind of good, too. We're going to be doing it, so just be on the lookout. But we're going to wrap up this one with a little movie called The Quest from 1996. So we're going to be doing that. Scott will be back for that episode. And then next week, we will be doing Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, which I'm excited because that's, like I said, I have not seen it. I think I've only seen it maybe once. So I'm actually really excited to watch it because it's been a really long time.
I will say this, Two Towers is my favorite one out of the three.
That's the Helm's Deep battle
one? Yeah, the Battle of Helm Deep.
Okay.
Yeah,
I remember liking it a lot when I saw it. I was like 15 when it came out. I was like, this is amazing.
And the video game was the best.
Lord of the Rings Two Towers, the video game, is the best Lord of the Rings game.
Oh, yeah. It PlayStation 2, baby.
Because it was the first two movies put together. It had all the good parts. It was great.
Yeah, it was dope. Anyway, Scott, thank you so much for sitting down with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so there you have it, guys. You guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Nate goes live every other Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern. We go live every other Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern with Geeks and Flicks Live. And of course, you guys can follow Action Movie Guys Podcast on Instagram at Geeks and Flicks. And of course, on our official website, www.geeksandflicks.com. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.